There has been a decline in solar jobs in Arizona. From 2017 to 2018, they dropped 10%. But Arizona isn't the only state seeing a decrease. The solar energy industry lost 8,000 jobs in the U.S. last year, making it the second consecutive year of declines. But despite those losses, the outlook for the solar industry is actually good, according to a study by the Solar Foundation. Ed Gilliland, who's senior director for the foundation, authored the report and is with us. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
So at this point, what are some of the reasons we're seeing for the job losses? How much of it has to do with tariffs and concern about that?
Two reasons were the primary cause of the job losses. One is the uncertainty over the outcome of the 2021 trade case, and that is the tariffs that were set in January of 2018, 30% tariffs on solar modules and cells. And the second reason is policy and economic challenges in states with well-established solar markets, such as California, Arizona, and Massachusetts.
So what kind of effect is this having on the industry in Arizona, which is a really large one, as you point out here?
Looking at primarily the tariffs for affected the utility scale and the larger solar projects. So prior to January of 2018, a lot of the larger project developers delayed investment decisions because of the uncertainty over what the tariffs were going to be once they were set. After the tariffs were set, projects were still delayed because the tariffs obviously increased the prices of solar components. But then in May of 2018, the Chinese cut their incentives for solar energy, and therefore causing a drop in solar component prices, particularly the modules, which offset the effect of the tariffs.
Now, you're obviously someone who is, you know, with the Solar Foundation, which is, you know, a pro-solar industry group. But I want to talk, you say in this that you still think that the future of the solar industry is optimistic. You're optimistic about it. Why is that?
Well, now, as solar development is primarily driven by cost, and the cost now, even despite the tariffs, are down below what they were this time last year. And again, that's primarily because of the changes in the global solar markets caused by the Chinese drop in incentives. So looking ahead, things look very positive. The census forecast a 7% growth in employment for 2019.
And are we figuring this out more? Here in Arizona, we've had some issues related to the utility companies and determining whether how much of a footprint they'll have in the solar industry. Is that something that other states grapple with? And the more experience we have with this, is that part of why you're optimistic, the fact that the industry is going to figure this out in some ways? Is it going to be less of a war and more of a competition, per se, as opposed to being adversarial?
It appears that way. Many of the states, the more established solar states, such as California and Arizona, have had to go through some growing pains. And they're continuing to go through these growing pains, but things seem to be working out better as we move forward. That's not the case in all states. Of course, Arizona is challenged because the net metering has gone away and the residential and small business solar is not getting the same rates as they were in the past. So that will continue to dog Arizona over the next few years.
All right. That's Ed Gilliland, Senior Director for the Foundation, the Solar Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us, Ed.
Thank you.